कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो, अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो।
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो, अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो।
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो, अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो।
कृष्ण गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो, अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो।
देखना इंद्रियों के न घोड़े भगे, रात दिन इनको संयम के कोड़े लगे। देखना इंद्रियों के न घोड़े भगे, रात दिन इनको संयम के कोड़े लगे। अपने रथ को सुमार्ग चलाते चलो, अपने रथ को सुमार्ग चलाते चलो।
अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो। गोविंद गोपाल गाते चलो, अपनी मुक्ति का मार्ग बनाते चलो।
It is said that Brahman has got a power called Maya, and its nature is Trigunatmika, Trigun. And what are those Triguna? Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Then thereafter it is said, Tataha Akasa Sambhutaha. Tataha means from that. From that means from Maya, not from Brahman. From Maya, Tataha Akasa Sambhutaha. Sambhuta means formed or born. Akasat, Akasat is the Panchami. From Akas came Vayu, not from Maya. Be very careful. One after another it is coming. Not all five coming together from Maya. From Maya first came Akas. From Akas came air. From air came fire. From fire came water. From water came earth. This is the sequence. And the cause pervades the effect. So the ultimate cause is Brahman. So Brahman pervades on Maya. So Maya has got Satchitananda. And Maya has got its own Triguna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. From Maya came Akasa. So the cause, the ultimate cause, Satchidananda pervades the Akas also. Triguna, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas also pervades. And the Akas has got its own quality, that is sound. And in that way we have seen the whole chart, that the Prithvi has got the maximum qualities. And the one which has got maximum quality is called gross. And the subtlest among Pancha Mahabhuta is Akasa, because it has got only one quality, And with Satchinananda and Sattva Rajas Tamas, it comes to 7 qualities. Similarly, in earth, there are 5 qualities. Plus, Sattva Rajas Tamas plus Satchinananda pervades. These are all subtle. Subtle means which you cannot perceive by your organs of perception. That is called subtle. Tanmatra, tatmatra, that's all. Then, what was made out of Sattvaguna of Panchamahabhuta? So it was see, 5 organs of perception were made from each element that we have seen. From Akash, the sense of hearing and all that we know now. Organs of perception made from the each. Therefore, they can do only one function. Since the sense of hearing has come from Akasha, so it can only hear, it can't see. Only one function. But the mind, mind was made of all 5 subtle elements together, militva. So therefore, whatever stimuli are received or brought by 5 organs of perception to the mind, mind is unable to analyze them. These are subtle, we are talking about the subtle element. From the subtle element, these organs of perceptions were made, and the mind also. Since they were made of subtle element, we are not able to see these organs of perception and mind. From the rajasikans of subtle elements, what was made? 5 organs of action and altogether 5 pranas. This we have discussed. Now comes the tamasans. So sattva, we have seen what has come out of the sattva, subtle, 5 elements. We have also seen what has come out from the subtle rajasic ans of 5 great elements. What is left now? Tamas is left. Very good. 3 minus 2 is equal to T. Good. Tamas. What happened to tamas? So it is said, let us read the mantra first. It's on page number 81. Etesam pancha tattvanam tamasansat panchikrit pancha tattvani bhavanti पंचीकरणं कथम इति चेत् एतेषां पंचमहाभूतानां तां सांस स्वरूपं एकं एकं भूतं द्विधा विभज्य एकम एकम अर्धम पृथक तुष्णिम व्यवस्थाप्य अपरम अपरम अर्धम चतुर्धा विभज्य स्वार्धवन्नेषु अर्धेषु स्वभागचतुष्टय संयोजनं कार्यं तदा पंचीकरणं भवति एतेभ्यः पंचीकृत पंचमहाभूतेभ्यः स्थूल शरीरं भवति. Now grossification had happened. Panchi karana. Karan means to do or to make, and panchi means 5. To make it 5 or to mix it together, all 5 mix it together. पंचीकरणम. वेरी गुड. एतेषां पंचतत्वानां, एतेषां पंचतत्व फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स इन द सटल फॉर्म विच पार्ट नाउ तामसांसात. नाउ वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द तमस पार्ट ऑफ द फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स. पंचीकृत पंच तत्वानि बनति, पंचीकृत वन दे आर ग्रॉसिफाइड देन दे बिकम फाइव ग्रेट ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स. अर्लियर इट वेर सटल एलिमेंट्स. बाय मिक्सिंग इन ए पर्टिकुलर फैशन, इन ए पर्टिकुलर फॉर्मूला, दे बिकम ग्रॉसिफाइड एंड दैट ग्रॉसिफिकेशन सिस्टम इज कॉल्ड पंचीकरण. दीज फाइव आर मिक्स्ड and in another way each one is divided into five also. Each element will be divided into five and all five will be again grossified. How panchikaran katham iti chet, if you ask what is this panchikaran, what is this grossification, immediately the word, the one panchikrit comes, a question will arise na, what is this panchikaran. To sankrate chet panchikaran katham iti chet. Then it say एतेषां पंच महाभूतां भूतानां तामसांस स्वरूपम्. Five subtle elements and only he is talking about the tamas part. Satva part, rajas part already discussed. Only the tamas part. एकम एकम भूतम् द्विधा विभज्य. First you divide into two. Simple. 50%, 50%. Same element. Akash, two pieces. One 50% Akash, another 50% Akash. Similarly, you divide all five subtle elements. Dividabhivajya ekam ekam ardham prithak tusnim vyavasthapya. Then one half is tusnim. He is sitting. No change in that. I am making two halves. ऐसा समझो दो रुपया है. Let us talk about Indian currency. दो रुपया है, only 2 rupees. Divide into two. What will happen? 1 rupee and 1 rupee. तूस्निम, 1 rupee is sitting quiet. तूस्निम. Another half. Another 1 rupee. What is to be done? अपरम अर्धम, अपरम मीन्स द अदर वन, अर्धम चतुर्धा विभज्य, मेक अनदर 1 rupee इंटू 4. वॉट वी कॉल चवन्नी 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 चवन्नी, बीजे ना, यू हैव यू से क्वार्टर क्वार्टर क्वार्टर, $2 कट इंटू 2, $1 सिटिंग एज इट इज, अनदर डॉलर डिवाइड इंटू 4, वन क्वार्टर वन क्वार्टर वन क्वार्टर. चतुर्धा विभज्य स्व स्व अर्धम अन्येषु अर्धेषु स्वभाग चतुष्टय संयोजनम कार्यम. सिमिलरली यू डू विद ऑल एलिमेंट्स. हाउ मेनी एलिमेंट्स आर देयर? फाइव. ईच हैव वन ऑफ देम डिवाइडेड इनटू टू. वन इज सिटिंग एज इट इज 50%. Another 50% divided into 4. If you are good in mathematics, it is 12.5%. You got it? 100%, 50%. 50% divided into 4 is equal to 12.5%. Or 1/2, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8. 1/8 plus 1/8 plus 1/8 plus 1/8 is equal to 1/2. 1/2 and 1/2 is equal to full. Good. Chalo. Now what we have to do? You have to exchange. Exchange what? The quarters. So the space has got 50% its own. Another 50% divided into 4 is given to other 4. Other 4 means air, fire, water, earth. Any difficulty? Now take air. Air has got its 50% intact, another 50% divided into 4. which is 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, or 12.5% each. So air gives this 4 to other 4, that means to the space, then fire, water, earth. So 2 have divided. Fire have got 50% intact, another 50% divided into 4 quarters, that means 12.5% each, then fire distributes this quarter or 1/8% or 12.5% to space, to air, to water and earth. Fourth is water. Now you can tell what water will do. So water will give to space, air,
fire.
Very good, you have solved the problem. And then the last, earth. So earth will also give to space, air, fire, water. So what will be the end result? Each one have got the 50% of their original thing. And now they have got 25% or 1/8, 1/8, 1/8 or 12.5% of each of other elements. Then again it becomes 400%. Difficult? Not difficult, very good. Panjikaran has happened. This is grossification. So I will take up only one. So space has got 50% of its own, 12.5% of air, plus 12.5% of fire, plus 12.5% of water, plus 12.5% of earth, militva, crossified, and become 100%. Similarly, it's your homework now. You will do it in home. How each one became 100% again. Tada panchi karanam bhavati ho gaya. This is panchi karanam. And don't try in your home or in your laboratory, take 50% of this, 12.5%, 12.5%, whether it becomes grossified or not. Don't try to examine, accept it. Bas, this is grossified. And once grossified, whatever you are seeing now, that is the grossified one. Now this Pancha Mahabhuta has become grossified. The water which you see, the earth which you see, the air which you feel, these are all, or the fire which you see, these are all grossified forms. And with this grossified forms, Sthula Sariram Etabhya Panchikrita Pancha Mahabhutebhya Sthula Sariram Bhavati. So all gross bodies are made of these 5 great elements. And we have also studied that all lokas are also made of these 5 great elements. Whole world is also made of 5 great elements. So 5 great element is common everywhere. And what is the nature of this 5 great element? 5 great elements' nature is that all of them are changing and perishable. They stay for a limited period of time only. Since they stay for a limited time only, we call it Sat. Do we call it Sat? Do we call it Asat? We call it Mithya. We call it Mithya. Very good. So each element now may carry some part of the other, like the air. Air quality is only touch. But in the summer month, we may find that the air is carrying heat also. In rainy season, we find air may have moisture also. Or sometimes air can smell also. Is it not so? They carry. And each pind has got, each individual has got 5 great elements. Who will prove? Each pinda, each individual has got five great elements, whether he is alive or dead. First, see the alive. Suppose you want to prove somebody, I will prove that five great elements are in you. Ask him to take 10 rounds running of this ashram. 10 baar usko bolo, daudo. When? Not when it is snowing. He will not perspire. I want him to perspire in the summer month when the heat is 80, 90. So after 10 rounds he will be perspiring. Ask him. Switch on the fan. Ask him to sit. Check his temperature. His body is hot. Heat content proved? Very good. Next, he will be breathing in, breathing out fast. Is it not so? So the air element also he can check. Yes, it's going up. Air is. Then the third, water. Perspiring. Water is there. Then you start talking about Pancha Mahabhuta and all that. In the meantime, because of the fan, it all pasina dries up. Ask him to rub. Thoda sa isko aise karo, rub karo. What you will find? Earth. Four great elements I have proved. Now the space. It's very easy. There is a space in the nostrils, there is a space in the mouth. Space is also there. Proved. Seen the dead body? Dead body, when it is dead, first thing go and check. Dead body, icy cold, no heat. Heat gone. Dead body in course of time blows. Air is there. It emits gas and all that. Then the water content is also there. Allow it to rot, it will become earth in course of time. And the space which it is occupying is gone. Space is merged into the space. Now the space it has taken 5 foot 8 inches plus by this way, 1.5 foot, all gone. Space is merged into space. So whether you are alive or dead, you have got five great elements. So grossified elements, we find that they have got their aspect clearly. We can see clearly the aspect, the touch aspect or the heat aspect in the fire and all that. We see it clearly. And these were earlier in the subtle form. Earlier they were in the subtle form. And when the subtle body leaves this gross body, we say the person is. So we have got subtle elements, we have got gross elements. From this gross body, when the subtle elements comes out, we call it person is dead. Very good. The next mantra 84. Evam pinda brahmandayo raikyam sambhutam. Evam pinda brahmandayo raikyam sambhutam. Thus there is an identity between the pinda, microcosm and macrocosm. And the whole world is made of this Pancha Mahabhut. This chart we have seen earlier also. This gross body is made of five great elements which we have seen and proved, both the dead body and the living body, they all have Panchakarma. The whole world is also made of Panchakarma. Brahmand, macro, individual, micro, pind and Brahmand. Now we have to show the identity of both. Pind and Brahmand is made up of the same material. It's not different. Similarly,
subtle body of individual is made of 5 8 elements. We have seen 5 organs of perception made from the sattvikas, 5 organs of action made from the rajasikas, pancha prana made of rajasikas, manabhuti made of sattvikas of 5 8 elements, subtle body. Similarly, all countless subtle bodies in the 14 world are also made of the same material. Causal body in me is called avidya, and the total causal body is called maya. And the consciousness in me is the Atman and Brahman we call outside. This Atman and Brahman is one and same. So, from the standpoint of 5 great elements, Pind and Brahman has got the same 5 great elements. From the standpoint of subtle elements, subtle body and the total subtle body of all beings are also made of same subtle 5 elements. Causal body is the same cause, it's the Maya. In individual we call it avidya, total we call it Maya. The Atman in me and the substratum outside is one and same. Therefore, Pind and Brahmand,
Ekyam, is made of the same element. The part is never separate from the whole. My hand cannot stay without me. Similarly, I cannot stay without the world. I am the part of the whole world. Next, all bodies gross are made of 5 great elements. The total also made of 5 great elements. So my body is part of the total. Individual body, individual gross body is part of the total. How to understand? Are a very simple whole thing is made of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, be it my body or the whole world. So I am also a part of the whole. My body is also made of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. The whole world is also made of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So I am the part. Similarly, the subtle body is also made of 5 great elements. All subtle bodies are also made of 5 great elements. Causal body is also my, from the Maya. We call it avidya. And the total causal body is called Maya. It's also part of that. And the cause pervades the effect. Who is the original cause? Brahman. So Brahman pervades everything. Everything pervades. How he pervades? How we put it?
By his
innocent. Amma, you must collect candy from me today. Because it Brahman pervades as isness, existence, as an isness. So part is never different from the whole. Whole is also made of Sattva Rajas Tamas, part is also made of Rajas Tamas. A drop of oceanic water or wave is not different from the ocean. It's the same thing. But if the wave start thinking, I am different from ocean, rising and staying for some time and again dying, then the problem is of the wave. Is it not so? Really speaking, what is wave? It's only oceanic water. Is the oceanic water is being born, stays for something and dies? No. So long we are thinking we are different, we are individual, we will be suffering. By the knowledge, we can come to know that we are not this changing entity, we are different from this changing thing. Then we become immortal. Once we come to know that we are Brahman, then we become immortal. So what is to be done? The greatest service you can do to the universe is to realize your own self. That is the greatest service you will be doing to this world. And once you realize, you come to know that you are not this changing and perishable body. You are changeless, permanent Atman, which you have got. And you have to abide in that knowledge. There is no dispute. None of you have got the doubt about that you don't have Atman. Do you have any doubt? Anybody raise his hand? Anybody having doubt? No. None of you have got the doubt that you don't have Atman. Only thing, we are ignorant of it. There is an ignorance there. So how this ignorance is to be removed? We call it avidya. Avidya can be removed by vidya. Only by vidya. Only by vidya. Avidya can be removed by vidya only. Can it be removed by any other thing? No. And the classic example given by in the scripture also is there by Thakur Ramakrishna. Avidya is compared to darkness. Suppose there is a room which is dark for 1,000 years. 1,000 saal tak andhera hai usme. And you are given one bucket and the spade and you are told, okay, take out this darkness and throw it outside in the light. Can you do it? So by action, the darkness can never be removed. How it can be removed? Only by light. How long it will take to light it? 1 second. So even the darkness is there for 1,000 and 1,000 years, it can be removed by the light. And how long it will take? Similarly, the darkness in us, the ignorance of self in us is for there for how many lives? Millions of lives. Abhi bhi hai. How do you prove that? Once you are realized, there cannot be any birth. Since we are born, ignorance is there or not? It is said, once you are realized, there is no more rebirth. Ab usko ulta kar do. Since we are born, we are not realized. See, you can get realized in this birth. We call it Jivan Mukta. And after that, the Jivan Mukta, the realized person, leaves his body, he is called Videha Mukta. There are two terms used in our scriptures. One is the Jivan Mukta. We guarantee you liberation while living. No other religion in this world guarantees that. They guarantee Swarga after death. For that you have to pay price here, deposit money here in the mosque, church or temple, whatever you call it. And they guarantee you will be given there. But only our scripture says, we guarantee you liberation while living. Enjoy this bliss here and now. And after that, Videha Mukti, Khatam, Chutti. No more rebirth. And it is these living masters which help others to come out of this ignorance. If somebody says, no, 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 it happens, the liberation happens only after death, then where will you get the realized master to tell you the way? How to cross this sansar, this ocean of change? So this way, we have to understand that the material cause of this whole world is Maya. From the Maya came the five great elements, and from five great elements, my pinda means the individual body, and the Brahmanda and the whole 14 lokas are also made of the same thing. Can we say this Maya is Sat? It stays for three period of times? No. Then what is that? It is an appearance only. The Vedanta only tries to prove that anything which is made of Maya, which is made of Pancha Mahabhut, which is made of Sattva Rajas Tamas, is only temporary. It is only an appearance. It was not there earlier. It will not remain after. Therefore, it is called Mithya. Therefore, Brahma is Satya, the substratum. The Atman in us is the Satya, and anything other than Brahma is called Mithya. So, Brahma Satya, Jagat Mithya, Atma Satyam, Tad Anantaram Sarvam Mithyeti, proved Siddham. It is proved the Atma or the Brahman is only Satya. And anything other than that is only an appearance only. We, Vedanta, never tries to prove the existence of the world. It only shows that the world is an appearance only. It is only Naam Roop. This Naam Roop is always changing. Don't get enmeshed in the Naam Roop. Don't get caught in this Naam Roop. Naam Roop is continuously changing and perishable. And anything which is changing and perishable must have a substratum which has to be permanent. The changes can only happen when something permanent is there. And the examples given. Rope and snake. Car is moving. The road is stationary, permanent. Movie theater, projection on the screen, all the projections are changing, but the spectrum, the screen is permanent. We are not able to see that white screen. What we see? All the names and forms on that. So for any changes to happen, there must be a changeless substratum. If that be so, we all agree that the changes in our body has happened and will happen also. Is it not so? When we were born, we were 7 pounds. Now we are 170 pounds. Changes have happened, and again it will reduce to slowly. It will go down. Changes are happening. So there must be a changeless platform. What is that platform?
Atman.
And that changeless platform is with us. We have to recognize that and abide in that. I am that Brahman. Once you see that Atman inside, you will be able to see that Brahman with the open eyes also. With open eyes also, you will see Brahman everywhere. There is nothing else than Brahman. All Naam Roop are Mithya. What is Satya? Satya is Atman and Brahman. Where will you find this Brahman? If you are really interested, then come tomorrow morning. in our Keno Upanishad class. Tomorrow we are going to discuss how to reach there.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti.